fuzzy thinking. Disaster seems to follow me like it's a hungry stray, and I'm dangling a hot dog. My latest disaster resulted from a chain of events that started with a nasty cold and ended, well, I'll get to that. I'd become well acquainted with the repulsive cough syrup that advertised itself as berry flavor, but only if the berries had fermented in a dumpster. It made me loopy, so when I drove my husband's car the night before, I'd forgotten to turn off the headlights. On Saturday morning, his battery was dead. We used my car to jump his car, and all was right again in my world. He went to McDonald's for his morning coffee, and I went to get ready for my writer's club meeting. After my shower, though, I saw my key ring wasn't in its usual place. I gave the house a quick search, then realized that my husband must have left my keys in my car. I went out to check. Luckily, he left the door open, but the keys weren't there either. I went back to my front door. It was locked. Is there a more helpless feeling than being locked out of your house? It has to be being locked out of your house while wearing only a fuzzy pink bathrobe. I thought, I'll just call my husband to see if he's actually accidentally taken both sets of keys. Then it hits me that the phone is in the house. But no problem, my neighbor across the street is my designated cat feeder, and when I'm away, and she has my house key. So I barefooted into her door and ring the bell. Her three miniature Dobermans yap themselves silly, but no one answers. Frantic, I go to the neighbor's house beside me, not home. And the neighbor on the other side, not home. Now I'm freaking out because I'm president of the Writers Club and our holiday party and open mic was starting in less than an hour. Besides running the meeting, I was bringing the plates, napkins, name badges, sign-up sheets, and my famous mint chocolate cookies. Then I remembered a woman several houses down whom I'd met about 20 years ago. I ran down and knocked on her door. She answered in her fuzzy pink bathrobe. I explained and she said, no problem, and handed me her phone, to which I thought, yes, problem, because I don't know my husband's cell phone. It's programmed into my phone, which is in my house. Feeling idiotic, I asked her to drive to McDonald's to get my husband. He'll be the one with the pink newspaper. I was pretty sure that no one else in the morning crowd read the London Financial Times. While she got dressed and drove off, my cold tussies and I waited in my car. And instead of kicking myself for my stupidity, the writer in me sat there thinking, you know, someday this'll make a good dime story. I also thought, I'd better memorize my husband's cell phone number.